I would like to read in your hearing from the 55th chapter of Isaiah and verse 6 and 7 tonight. A textual reading from Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. These are pertinent words for you and for me. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. How many found that to be so? Verse 6, say that verse with me, will you? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. I shall preach to you tonight on a sermon entitled, Now, Now, Not By and By. Let's bow our heads and Brother Smith pray for us.
Thanks for thy blessing. It's been abundant and so free. Pray right now that you would challenge our hearts, draw us closer to the path of what you intended for us to cross, make us stalwart, strong Christians, caring for the blessing. And we pray, Lord, we would carry the burden tonight to those who are lost and undone, without Jesus Christ, without hope in this present world, they might find salvation.
You may be seated. I wish to repeat in your hearing a poem by Joseph Addison Alexander. It goes like this. There is a time we know not when, a place we know not where, which marks the destiny of men to glory or despair. There is a line by men unseen, which crosses every path, which marks the destiny or marks the boundary between God's mercy and his wrath. To pass that limit is to die as if by stealth. It does not dim the beaming eye, nor pale the glow of health. The conscience may be still at ease, the spirit light and gay. And that which pleases still may please, and care be thrust away. But upon the forehead God has set indelibly a mark, unseen by men. For man as yet is blind and in the dark. He feels perchance that all is well, and every fear is calmed. He lives, he dies, he walks in hell, not only doomed but damned. Oh, where is that mysterious line that may by men be crossed? Beyond which God himself has sworn that he who goes is lost. An answer from the sky returns. Ye who from the Lord depart today, oh, hear his voice. Today, repent and harden not your heart. That is the sum and substance of what I want to tell you tonight. Now, now, not by and by. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My Bible tells me in Proverbs 27:1, boast not thyself for tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. Jesus taught in Matthew 6:34, take no thought therefore for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Tomorrow is the day when the thief is going to be honest, and the drunkard's going to be sober, and the lazy man's going to get a job. Tomorrow is only found on the fool's calendar. And we as individuals are prone to procrastinate, which is the thief of time, to put off our salvation and wait and linger and postpone and delay until we reach a point when it's too late. It's too late. Proverbs 29:1, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck, which means stiffens his resistance, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. I plead with you tonight, down in the secret chambers of your heart, in the wheels of finite machinery in your mind where the decision-making process is going on, I plead with you, don't put off your salvation. Don't delay making a decision to give your heart to God. I plead with you, now, not by and by. Isaiah 1:18. Come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. My Bible said in 2 Corinthians 6:1, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he hath said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. The word succor means to help or aid thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The Bible said in Philippians 2:12, work out your own salvation. But don't forget the last part of that verse. When you tell me, let me alone, preacher. Lay off. Leave me be. Give me time. Don't bother me. Quit pestering me with thoughts of eternity. Quit messing up my brain with the flames of hell. Quit reminding my conscience of the day of judgment when the secrets of men's heart are going to be revealed. Quit telling me that. The last part of Philippians 2:12 said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. If you knew what I knew tonight, that judgment day is upon us almost. Jesus is almost ready to come. You would today give your heart to God. Today you would receive the Holy Ghost. We have no promise of tomorrow. We have no guarantee of next week. God is not obligating himself for next month for this church. He has only promised you right now. He will enter into an allegiance, a bargain, a treaty with you this very moment. And you must come tonight, now, not by and by. In Hebrews 2:1, the Bible said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. There are people sitting under the sound of my voice tonight that have heard hell, fire, and brimstone till they smelt burning flesh. who have heard the thunderous tones of one God, Jesus' name baptism preached, the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues, who have sat under the anointed preaching of the Word of God day after day, month after month, year after year, and yet your hide's like a rhinoceros's hide, yet you have resisted until you're almost immune to God's Word. You have put up this high wall between you and God until the Lord says, you have let these things slip, slip, slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Let me tell you, friend, there's no back doors to heaven. There's no side entrances to the New Jerusalem. You'll sweep through the gates of pearl with the redeemed church of the living God, or you won't go at all. You'll march with the ransom of the Lord from all ages, or you won't march at all. You will not escape if you neglect your salvation tonight. There's some of you who have insurance policies in the thousands that have seen to it your family will be provided in case of an untimely or unfortunate death, that have seen to the health, education, and welfare of your children. But you've neglected the most important thing there is in this world, and that's your salvation. I say, it's time to take inventory. It's time to come to Jesus. It's time to be baptized. It's time to receive the Holy Ghost. I say, now, now, not by and by. Praise the Lord. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first was spoken unto us by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His will. I stand before you tonight the product of an apostolic ministry, a successor to the long, glorious lineage of Paul, Peter, James, John, Matthew, Mark, Andrew, Luke, Philip, Bartholomew, Timothy, Titus, Apollos, Silas. I am but the lingering effects of the early Jerusalem revival on the day of Pentecost. I am but the end product of Pentecostalism. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I believe in Jesus' name baptism and the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues that was preached on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2:38 and in Acts 8:16 and Acts 10:48 and Acts 19:5 and 6. I stand here pleading with you, quit putting it off. Now, today, tonight, this hour, you have no promise of tomorrow. Now, now, not by and by. The Bible said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. As we grow older, the odds of us making a decision to live for God become almost astronomically higher. I have dealt a lot with older people, and God bless them. I love them, everyone. But they have become very set in their ways. They are just, my friend, to the point you can't hardly convince them of anything. They have lived their lives and they feel they're all right. While you're yet tender, while you can still be bent in the right direction, molded and formed the way God wants you to be, while God can still deal with you and direct you and bless you and anoint you and educate you and help you, I plead with you tonight from the depth of my heart, give your heart to God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, hallelujah. I could almost hear it. The angels are saying now, now. The church is saying now, now. God is saying now, now. The living Word of God is crying now, now. The preachers, the saints, all are crying now, now. Quit putting it off. Today is the day. And the winds of destiny are howling in protest against the way the world is living. This thing can't rock on the way it's going much longer. God, God. of Sodom and Gomorrah demands vindication. God can't let the stench of this world's sin continuously ascend into His nostrils. My God, friend, it's almost over. Can't you hear this, preacher? We're nearing the grand finale. The curtain's about to be rung down. We're in the final act. The trumpets at the lips of the archangel. I don't know the day or the hour, but it's soon. I plead with you. Now! 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 Not by and by. Oh God, can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm glad the Lord dealt with me. I'm glad He saved my soul. Aren't you glad He did yours? Isaiah 35 verse 1 describes the wonderful picture of one who gave their heart to God. It is a prophecy relative to Israel in the flesh. And in our lifetimes we have seen it fulfilled. Mark these words well, friend. Since about 604 or 606 B.C. until now, they have not had a homeland they could call their own. But since 1967, they have. And those that have been over there have seen Isaiah 35 fulfilled in a large measure. When it said, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. Oh, they're making that desert sing. They're making the desert blossom as a rose. But there's a spiritual application to this, friend. Oh, the desert and bleakness and wilderness of your heart can blossom as a rose tonight. Out of that despicable, Adamic, fallen nature that you have, God can make something good. If you'll come to Jesus now, not by and by. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Oh, it's not time to have weak hands and feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with the recompense. He will come and save you. Oh, look at this. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Yahweh will come with vengeance. Amen. Yahweh will come and save you. The Hebrew term for God will come and save you. What was it said about Jesus in Matthew 1:21? She shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Israel's God came in the person of Jesus Christ to save His people from their sins. He came to His own. John 1:11 said, His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Oh, thank God I accepted Him. I believed Him. But the day of the Gentiles is about over. Acts 15:14 said God visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for His name's sake. Luke 21:24 said, when Jerusalem is no longer trodden down of the Gentiles, the days of the Gentiles will be fulfilled. It's about over, friend. The long winter of tribulations upon this world. My God, if you ever thought about receiving the Holy Ghost, if you want to be in the bride, I charge you tonight, quit procrastinating. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. What happens when Jesus comes? And the eyes of the blind shall be opened. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart. And the tongue of the dumb sing. Oh, we could talk about singing tongues. My, when I hear someone talk in tongues, I just want to say, sing on, brother, sing on. The tongue of the dumb sang. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. Oh, hallelujah. This metropolis, this state, this western hemisphere where you live, regardless of how beautiful for location it may be, was a wilderness, was a desert, until streams broke out in the desert. And waters in the wilderness I tell you, the thing that makes life worth living is Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Him in the power of the Holy Ghost, you are not living a fulfilled life. Believe me tonight. I don't care what sweet nectar of sin you may sip, what plunge of immorality you may delve into, what black night of sin you may revel with. Hear this, preacher. Nothing satisfies like the baptism of the Holy Ghost and an experience with God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God's dealing with some people here tonight. This could well be your last call, your last chance. God's not obligated to give any of us a two-time chance until every man's heard the gospel at least once. Some of you have said night after night, revival after revival, service after service. You've put off, you've procrastinated, you've delayed. You've said later, when I get my affairs in order, when I get everything just right, when I reach that certain plateau, when I get to that certain place, I'll give my heart to God. But I plead with you, now, now, not by and by. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Push back that grass, Isaiah. What do you see amidst those tall reeds? Preacher, shout it. Shout it 2,600 years after my day. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. In the midst of the wilderness, the marshes, the grass, the reeds, Isaiah pushed them aside, and he found a treasure in his own backyard. He found it where he least expected it. Oh God, if you'll just look tonight, friend, there is in this church house the Spirit of God. You can receive it. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Sure, you're going to have to clean up to walk for God. Sure, you can't puff them cigarettes and chew that tobacco and smoke that marijuana and shoot that dope. Sure, you can't carouse with adulterers and fornicators and cheat and tell lies. No, you can't be a two-faced, a double-dealing hypocrite. Sure, you're going to have to straighten up and fly right. But it's worth it! It's worth it! It's worth it! Oh, God! It's worth it! I'll tell you why! I'll tell you why. In the marshes, in the wilderness, God's placed a highway, and you can walk over soggy, unstable ground because God's put a highway there. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the highfalutin, upper crust, the upper echelon, the rich, the highly sophisticated and educated are the only ones that can gain admittance and entrance to this highway. You see, the toll booth excludes all of us that don't have pedigrees going clear back to the days of King George in England and Napoleon in France and maybe the pharaohs in Egypt. We don't have a chance because God said, you're not good enough for me. No, my Bible don't say that. It said it shall be, a highway shall be there in a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not enter therein. Some of us, by our own admission, have become fools. We have done ridiculous, absurd, idiotic, unreasonable, completely irrational things. We have lived lives that were a stench and a reproach. Not an ounce of knowledge was behind it. But God said, you fool, you, come on over here and I'll put you on a highway. Oh, glory! Hallelujah! Glory! mainstream of Pentecostal aristocracy is made up of would-be fools that traded in their foolishness for God's wisdom, that traded in their mud, beast-splattered, amen, irrational behavior to God, who straightened their minds out, wiped out all the cobwebs of their mind, cleaned out all the bitterness out of their heart, washed them in His blood, baptized them in His name, filled them with His Spirit. Hallelujah! And then He put them on a highway. I said a highway. Not a pigtail, not a bypass, but a highway. Hallelujah. No wayfaring men, no fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. Tell me, Isaiah, look through them reeds. Push them back. I want to know who's walking on that highway. Who do you see going down that highway? But the redeemed shall walk there. From every walk of life, from every occupation, from every background, from all kind of moral characteristics, from every kind of educational level, the high, the low, the rich, the poor. Oh, hallelujah. The redeemed shall walk there. I've been redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. Oh, hallelujah. I've got a right to walk with kings, with emperors, with conquerors. I've got a right to walk with the rest of them. And if you ask me my right to be on this highway, if you say, preacher, what right have you got to be here? I'll tell you, my right was purchased at Calvary when Jesus died and His blood was shed. And I claimed it by repentance, baptism in His name, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I can walk on it because I've been redeemed. Because I've been redeemed. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. He give you a song, didn't He? How many's got a song? Oh God, I would I had the tongues of 1,000 angels. I would to God I had the vocal power of 100 Niagaras. I'd take about 5 minutes and I'd arrest the angels in their tracks tonight. And I'd say, fold up your wings and hang up your hearts. I want to tell you something, cherubims and seraphims and angels. Michael and Gabriel too. I got something to tell you, boys. I got a song that the angels cannot sing. I've got a song that the angels cannot sing. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I said I got a song! I said I got a song! God, hallelujah! Oh God! Hallelujah! Shall ransom of the Lord shall return. Come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. Not that kind of transit joy that drunken behavior or dope peddling and pushing and pill popping brings, but for a few hours, and then you have to wake to the gruesome reality and you run away to fantasy land again to hide from it. But the kind of joy I'm talking about, you can feel it at church, you can feel it at home, you can feel it at work. It'll be just like springs of living water down in your soul. In the blackest, coldest night, it'll be there. When friends forsake you, it'll be there. You hear me? Yay! Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you need not fear no evil. He said, I'll go with you. Oh God, hallelujah. He'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He'll anoint your head with oil. And you know something? The psalmist David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What does that mean, David? That means in my most discouraging hour, I looked around, there was Mr. Goodness and Mr. Mercy. That means when I felt the best, I looked around and there was Mr. Goodness and Mr. Mercy. That meant when I went out to fight the enemies, Goliath, when I went out to fight the enemies of Israel, I looked around, there was Mr. Goodness and there was Mr. Mercy. My God, who's dogging your steps tonight? Who's following you tonight? Goodness and mercy is following me tonight. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. With genuineness, if you have felt the goodness of God when you received the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, raise your hands and praise the Lord tonight. no need for me to stand here and plead with you. You know what God can do if you'll only let Him. I feel you are procrastinating perhaps one time too many. You stayed in the game just a little bit too long. Jeremiah 8:20 said it better than I. The summer is ended. The harvest is past. And we are not saved. At this twilight hour, while the sun is sinking in the golden west, while there is but a few flickering rays of light left, I beg you tonight. I beg you tonight. Now, not by and by. By and by may never come, son. By and by may never come, Dad. Mom, by and by may never come. Now, not by and by. What happens, preacher, if I wait too long? What happens if I say no and later on I want to change my mind and I've waited too late? I can only tell you what God's Word says tonight. Listen carefully. Proverbs 1, verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my way unto you. Because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye set at naught all of my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a desolation. When destruction and anguish cometh upon you. Listen to me. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. What would you think? You came to this altar tonight and said, Yes, God, I've changed my mind. I want you to save me. I know I want to live for you. Forgive me. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And all you heard was laughter. All you heard was God mocking your prayers. All you heard was God saying, Too late. Too late. Too late. What would you do? I bid you tonight, before He laughs at your calamity, before He mocks you when your fear cometh, turn your heart to God. Hallelujah. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all of my reproof. Some of you sitting here tonight have despised the reproof of the Word of God. You have said, I'll charter my own path. I'll paddle my own canoe. I'm the captain of my fate. I'll do as I please. I beg of you tonight. Hell and destruction's in your path. I see it as clear as you're sitting here tonight. This could very well be your last chance to turn around and turn around and give your heart to God. I plead with you. I beg of you tonight. Give your heart to God. Give your heart to God. Give your heart to God. Hallelujah. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Oh God, I don't know what I'll do if I die and don't have God there. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Money won't mean a thing. They and girlfriends, boyfriends, dope. Sin, beer bottles, whiskey, wine. wild immorality ain't going to amount to the snap of your finger when you come to the swelling of the Jordan. Why don't you make a decision tonight? Now. Now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. Prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Do you want safety tonight? Come to Jesus. Don't put it off any longer. Now. Today's the day. Now's the accepted time. This very minute. Now, now. Not by and by. Let's stand and raise our hands and praise the Lord tonight. Everybody raise your hands and praise the Lord. What are you going to do when distress and anguish comes upon you? When fear grips your soul with paralysis, what are you going to do? When you fiddled away the daylight hours and the sun is sinking in the west, when time and the hourglass has run out, what are you going to do? Why don't you come tonight? Oh, God's talking to some here tonight. God's talking to some here tonight. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Don't delay. I beg of you tonight, turn around. Make an about face. Bring yourself to Jesus. I want to ask the saints to raise their hands and pray for you right now. As they're praying for you, would you hurry out the aisle and come down here and pray? Would you come down here and pray as they pray for you? Come on! Keep praying, saints! Keep praying! Keep praying!